Okay, let us begin Parshas Kisavo. We'll start with the Nesiva Shalom. This Parsha deals with many issues. It starts, of course, with the Mitzvah of Bikurim. It also has the Tochacha in it that we say 2 weeks prior to Rosh Hashanah. The Nesiva Shalom begins, V'shtachavisa l'fnei Hashem alakecha. Atah, now understand, Hinei Hebesi is Rashis Pri Ho Adama. Hashem Nasatili Hashem, Vinachta Lufnei Hashem Elokecha, Vishtachavisa Lufnei Hashem Elokecha. Inyan HaHishtachava, what is the Hishtachava? Nesiva Shalom is going to pick up on the Hishtachava, the bowing down, that we do by the Havesa of the Bikurim. And we will see that other Mepharshim will deal with the Lecha, Elokecha, that will still, when we see from the Rav Schwab. But concentrating here on the Nesiva Shalom, what is the Hishtachava? Why is there Dafka, a bowing down at this moment, Shinitztavu b'havot bikurim? Shalom matzinu zos b'shum makom acha b'havot zakarbonos u'trum nesamaisos. We don't see it anywhere else. Truth is, the Gra holds, Rav Soloveitchik points out, the Gra held that any time you leave the Beis HaMikdash, there is a Hashtachavo, there is a bowing down. And we'll see this really is not, it's not conflicting with the idea that we'll find in the Nesiva Shalom. Yesh Levara Pima Shekosa B'Kedushas Levi B'Nyani Rosh Hashanah Sheyedua She'en Yom HaKippur Mechaper Ad She'ivat Al Odom Es Atzmo V'Chol Kochosov U'Tchunosov L'Kadosh Baruch Hu. We see that Yom Kippur is not mechaper until the moment that we're mevatel ourselves, we're mevatel all of our kochos to the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Ze hoye ini neshtachavi bebeis hamikdash biyom Kippur. That's why we do tishtachavo. That's why in Musaf in Yom Kippur, that's why we're bowing down as soon as we hear the words, when we say the words, we heard the name of the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Beir Devarav HaKadoshim Shekolz Man Sha'adam Shakua Ba'anochius. All the time that a person is stooped in the idea of Anochi, of myself. Anochi here is a beautiful Lashon. We said, Re'ei Anochi Nosein Lefnechem Hayom Bracha Uklala. The Anochi there was godliness. Here it's the same idea. Sha'adam Shakua Ba'anochius. We look at ourselves as a god, meaning independent of the master. The Yishus Niyeh Mechitza Mesach HaMasik Ben Yehudi LeKadosh Baruch Hu. That creates a separation between the Jew and God. Kemoshe Kosov HaBal Shem Tov Zechusu Yagi Oleinu Al HaPasek Anochi Omeid Bein Hashem U'Beinechem. HaAnochius, the Anochius, the I, the godliness that we misappropriate on ourselves. O mendes kemechitza bein Hashem ubeinechem. V'kivin shlo shayech kaparas avon ela yidei dveikas b'Hashem. You're not deserving of kapara until you're dovek b'Hashem. You rebelled against God. The only way to have kapara is to attach yourself to God. She efsa lahasiga ela yidei bito hanochias v'hayishas. So that's why Yom Kippur cannot be mechaper until you mevatel this character flaw within you. Zeu bechidur sheshtachav ohainu shech machnia atzmo kol kulo bebitul gomor lefrontav. That's what the hishtachav is. You prostrate yourself in front of the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Al pi devarav hakadosh mabur biyosem adiisa b'medrash al hapasav eshtachav neshu aleichem hakol b'schus. Everything is because of schus of this eshtachavo, of this beetle of ourselves, of our independence. Avram avinu lochaza mehara moriya ele b'schus eshtachavo. Avoseinu lo niglum mitzrayim ele b'schus eshtachavo. Lo kibli Yisrael hatorah ele b'schus eshtachavo. All of these ideas. Avram Avinu the Yitzias Mitzrayim, we didn't have the Geula and receiving of the Torah, and the Golus is not going to happen to end until we have this Chus of the Hishtachaviyosh Nemev Hayah Bayom Ha'u Yitaka B'Shofar Gadol Uvahu Odom Be'eris Ashur V'Nidachim Be'eris Mitzrayim V'Shtachvu LaHashem B'Har HaKodesh B'Shalayim. This is what we're going to say in the Shofros and Rosh Hashanah Musaf. What a beautiful pshat. We're calling for the end of Gullus, and the Gullus will only happen v'shtachavu l'Hashem b'har ha-kodesh b'shalayim. We do the shtachavu when we throw off the separation, the independence, the anochiyus within ourselves. V'nizkeru kan kol hanyonim ha-gedolim b'yoser ba'am Yisrael. I'efsha hoyil hamshichim elei dei hishtachavu. Hinei, so he goes on, his sparish ben kri elishtah. What is the difference? By modem we bow down, but we still, our feet are on the ground. Da kriya hi hachna shachelika elu v'nei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We bow down the top part of our bodies, hamoach v'halev. Hishtachaviyya hi hachna bito gomor shakol chelik haguf kolu ha'ivarim ha'tachtona midor ha'klipo. However, when you prostrate, when you lay down, the entire body is bottle. Haynu shekol mehuto, your entire essence. V'gishtavu hamoach halev ha'ivarim nechnom v'nevatan lefnei yisparach shemo. Zu hi avodas kosher shemir. This is the most difficult avoda. Zesod tishtach v'shem ha'kippur. Kippurim. Shehakohanim v'am kishahayu shomim v'shem ha'nichbad. When they came to the true appreciation of the greatness, the royalty, the unbelievable romimus of the Kadosh Baruch Hu, what did you do? There's nothing you can do. But shtachavo. Arki lo yochlu amod. You can't stand in his presence. Kulam nispatlum impanav yisparach. Zehu, the beer of Masha betfilas amusafim, shavregolam omrim ve'ena nachli yichol ma'alos of the Rosh Hashtach v'smanecho. And this is the Peshat, he goes on Yom Kippur, it's such a beautiful understanding that we should have in mind when we're doing that ishtachavu. We're being the vatal, our souls, our bodies, our guf, neshama, everything to the avodas Hashem. And now comes the regalim. And we say, Ein anachnu yecholim la'alos v'liroz u'lishtachavos u'fanecho. We don't have the zechus to go up, to see, to fall in front of you. U'masham u'farshim, emnon. I understand. The churban. We can't see it. Why can't we do this shtachava in Golas? When a Jew realizes, when he feels the godless of the Kodesh Baruch Hu, as kulo bata mevotel mipanav yisparach, then everything's mevotel. Ad shekoreyu mishtachlu machnias kol enochios v'yishus lefnei yisparach. Yisparach is almost a natural event. When you come to this realization, this is shtachlu. Ve'ezos hayini yucholim rak kishuzachinu la'alos v'yiroz. However, but today, when we're not zochet to see without the Beis HaMikdash, there's a limit that we have in feeling the margish of the presence of the Kodesh Baruch Hu in our lives in the world. V'ra'u gadlus habore ha'zochu gam l'shtachaviyah. Avo k'shechorav Beis HaMikdash v'en Rome as gadlus habore gam l'shtachaviyah einu b'shleimus. Even our shtachaviyah on Yom Kippur, it's not complete. Oz ze ini nishtachavo shu havos bikurim. So now I understand. When we bring the bikurim, Ki hinei bi havasa bikurim mipriho adama marumas ala alas hadregos and muchos bi yosesh al adam. When we are bringing this bikurim, we're taking it from the adama, this the lowest form of creation, earth. Shekemoshi yech gimel bechinos bebriya shemayim mitachas hashemayim and the adama. He adrega hanamucha bekulam. It's considered spiritually the lesser of all. Kemochen yesh ba'adam midos hamoach, midos alev, umidos ha'ivarim, mekar, midah betaivas. We have the mind, we have the heart, but it's the body, the guf, that is the source of all of our taivas, our desires. Uvehavaz bikurim mepriyo adama merames bezeh. So when we bring the bikurim, we're hinting, we're defining. Shigam es eivarav hatachtonim meivin l'spata kulam mipanav. And so when we're taking from the bikurim, we're making a statement. Even the lowest element, our taivas, our guf, is mevutal to you. Ad ki yiru'uyim l'hakir v'osam karbon l'ashem. Shigalu l'reach nicholach choach. Shemamale bohem rak ratzon Hashem. V'rak oz, and only then, v'havoz prihu adama zocha l'dregas hazos, shel v'shtachaviso l'fnei Hashem alokecha. And that's why, at this moment, you bring the prihu adama with zocha to the v'shtachaviso. We've now defined that even our successes, everything about our lives is mevutal to Hashem. The shtachava is a natural outgrowth. Shemeshmusa ka'oma bitul gomer lifnei Hashem yisporach. We see from the Nesiv Shalom the essence. This is the essence of Hakaras Hatov. This is the essence of the time of Hishtachavisa, meaning to be mevatel ourselves to Kadosh Baruch Hu. The separation, the enochius within us, when we think that we are independent, when we think that we're the ones with the success, when we don't have the understanding, ze hayom asah Hashem, nagilu v'nismachavo, that is the separation, that is when we can't receive kapara. There's an interesting idea which is on a different pasuk than Me'ein Beis HaShoeva. So Rosh Shimon Schwab says, Arur ha'ish, Ashiyase pesel maseicha tovas Hashem, mase decheres v'sham tzasa v'anu cholam v'amru amein. Hamisbanim b'mikra, he says, maze, what is the reason she'etzu kol aruru mikosa v'yomar cholam amein? The lashon yachid. Usually is done in the singular. Harmora al niyasam kulam biyachad. Ubi aru harisha shahaya. But when it came to the Avodah Zarah, Kasa B'Losh and Rabbim, V'anu Cholam V'Amru Amen. What is the distinction? Shemash Mishlo Amru Kulam B'Yachad V'Yachiluk Ben Amiru Shazel Amiraso Shachaveiro. Why is it separate between my recitation and my friend? Ulay Yesh Lefarish Ama A perish ma de isab in Sanhedrin, the avar by yom tzora v'yikabiyam galim in Zecharia, Rabbi Yochanan zeb solo shemicha, u perish Rashi shemicha asa pesa v'heviu imo kisha over Yisrael hayom. Unbelievable! As they're going through a miracle, he was carrying a pesa. Nimtzu lefizeh shegam b'shah she'amdu Yisrael lekabel es haklala b'har evel hoya b'neim solo shemicha. Even at this moment, people have their own avodah zarah. And to bring it into our times to understand, we are still oved avodah zarah. Not in the sense of worshipping a statue, not in the sense of worshipping psalm, but in worshipping ideas that are incongruous with Torah, or separating ourselves, or thinking, Koach v'otzam atmi, I am the successor, I am the one who created this, I don't need the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Shahayasham osa besesa vimkein kishahu. Vilay o kama chaverim shayadim upsalo. Ana amen ala ora hazeh lo omra b'lev shalem. They didn't say it b'lev shalem. U beprat lefima shabiyan beparshas b'shalach shekavonis amoram sheover imohem psalo shemicha. He hachlotalas was pesel she is simul. The pesel is a symbol. Lamara kovet Hashem shera'u. Yan shahayu elu shelo hefchinu shelo lehakim goli. They weren't able to say zek kelivan veyu shera'u ayin ba'ayin achuso. Imkein ulai ha'yisham od mis pshutei am shenetzutzei b'mochem machshavos psulos ke'elu. There was something wrong with their thought, their pattern. Umekan shahaya amiris mechulakas be'inyan zeh v'lochan kasav v'amro. Even in our hishtachava, sometimes there is something missing inside our so-called bitul to the Kaddish Baruch Hu. Holding back one idea, holding up some issue within ourselves that does not allow us to come closer and closer to the Kaddish Baruch Hu. The mitzvah of Bikurim, and going back to the mitzvah of Bikurim, in the same idea, there are numbers of understanding of the Bikurim, of course, is the essence of Hakara Satov. And at one point, there are some who hold that the mitzvah of Bikurim, the first pshat, is a tikkun in the chait of the Meraglim. Here is an unbelievable, believable pshat in the Kedushas Yom Tov. The Kedushas Yosef Rebbe Chanina Yom Tov Lipo Teitelbaum says an unbelievable, what was the chait of the Meraglim? Ki neyei shnei sugi nisyonos, there are two types of tests, nisyonos. Nisayon ha'osha k'moshe nemar pentocha v'savata u'batam tovim. Tivna v'yashem v'ram levacha v'shachata. The first nisayon, perhaps of this generation, more than any other, is success. Osha. What is the problem? Nisyon ha'oni, the second idea? Nisyon ha'oni. Anias ma'aveira adas kono. Ki yesh harbe mitzvos ma'asem tovim sheyuchal ha'adam l'hasigam ki im b'damim yukorim v'koshi gadol. There are many times. There are certain mitzvos you can't succeed without great money. Ve'imdal hu en yadam ha'sekes. And if you're poor, you're unable to be mekayim the mitzvah. You need tremendous when you have the money. That is the moment of greatness. Sayon. How you act. Is it with gaiva? Is it controlling of other ideas, of other people? Or do you realize you're simply the Yad Hashem is through you to give staka, to help people, to be a Baal Chesed. Zeh hoye kavonis amaraglim. This is an unbelievable pshat. Hein yiru l'navsham im yelchu l'eretz ha-kodesh v'yelchu l'betoga. They understood. They knew what they were getting. Ah, this Arzenu HaKadosh, what the Kodesh Baruch Hu is going to do for us. Ish tachas gafano v'ish tachas teinoso. Kol tov yelhem kimenucha shlema. They've had all this for all these years, the 40 years. So this is taken earlier. But they've seen all of them, all of the nisim and the flows. They understood what the Kaddish Baruch Hu could do for them. Be'ein mechusas shum davar, there's nothing that they were missing. Makam yesh b'rosh l'chush asher l'bavor rabba hatova asher takiyam. But here is where the problem begins. Yiznu beinehem achrei tavas basar, we have everything. It's funny, as someone had mentioned to me, a friend, you don't want to make the, you don't want to win the lottery of $100, $200, $300 million. You just want to make enough that you can have, you know, you can relax the rest of your life and just don't worry so much about money. But you don't want to have so much money, because when you have so much money, it's a mevatel yizman, you won't even know what to do with it. And that's the time you can become so involved in Taivas. Uma Betzalahem im Yasbiyu was Nefesh Beneim Ba'olam Hazeh B'Madonim Matam. So that's what they were worried about. What will happen to us when we're just given everything for free? Im Ha'idei Zeh Yibata B'Tofu V'Yachivu Olam Over Ba'olam Omeid. What are we doing? We're going to give up this world. We're going to give up the next world to have an enjoyable time in this world. But they failed in the Sion. What was the failure? It's Me'ez Hashem. If you truly believe it's Me'ez Hashem, this can't happen. If you truly believe that the Kadosh Baruch Hu himself is giving you this matana, so there's a tremendous hakaras atov. You realize vishtachavu. You realize you mevatel yourself. It's all from God, and it can all be taken from God. And that's what is written in the Moshe. From Moshe Taylor, and continued Hosek Shlefiza Yuvan Masha Pasach Hakadosh Baruch Hu Amar Shlach Lecha Anashim. It's for you. V'yosiru as haEretz Kenan Hashanino Sein Levnei Yisrael. It's not by a mazel. It's directly from me. It's directly from the Kodesh Bo. Ela ani nosing lebnei Yisrael umeis Hashem ha'isazos ve'einam lechshav shelo yuchul lamod shom nisyanos ha'oshi. You have nothing to worry about. You can accept it. Why? When you realize Anina, when God is the one who gave it to us, then there's nothing. When you realize it, then nothing can separate from you and the Kaddish Baruch Hu. The Ksav Sofer picks up and he asks, what does it mean? Uvosal HaKohen Esheyeh Bayomim Mahem V'yamarto Elov Higadat HaYom LaShem Elokecha Ki Basi La'Oros Hashem Nishpa Hashem Elokecheinu L'Seis Lanu. Rashi says, "Asher yiyeh b'yamim mahem." You go to the Kohen, "Asher yiyeh b'yamim mahem." Of course, I understand when it comes to a shofet. There we said, "Asher yiyeh b'yamim mahem." Those every generation has their own gedolim, their own poskim. Of course, that I understand. You can't say, we used to have a posek here. I'm going to go by him, but not by the new rabbi. That a red Rashi saying, that I understand. There's a Havi meaning to say, the Hantaka Rabbanim is not like yesterday's Rabbanim. I understand that. But one of the Kohen, of course they didn't go to the Kohen. Comes the Ksav Sofer. And he says an unbelievable, Hashem Elokecha, Lama lo Amar Hashem Elokeinu, Lama miyachad es Elokim leKohen velo klal atzmo ima. What does that mean? I mean, your God. It's my God. That's the whole idea. It's your Hakaras HaTov. But there's a vidui right here. There's an understanding right here of why does it mean Elokecha? Masha Amar Higadati the Masha Shkvar Omra Hayom. Vevi Masha Diktaka Ramban. What does that mean? It's the expense. Ki Kodem Sha'asu Ha'egel. See, according to the Ksav Sofer, not the Meraglim. Is, I don't know if they're fighting with each other, is machlokas. Both ideas that there's something wrong in your own personality, your own characteristic, that prevents you, that prevents you in the bikurim, that's a mechap, there's something wrong in your being mevatel yourself to Kadosh Baruch Hu. But here is the chait of the egel. Hoyu Yisrael re'uyim lechnos le'eretz b'schus atzmam. You could have gone into Eretz Yisrael with your own schus. V'lo ha'yitzrichim la'aroch b'chamas klal. Would have been just given to you. Ach la'achar ha'egel bo'ol ha'ores rak b'schus avos. But because of the cheda egel, you now receiving Eretz Yisrael, not in your schus, but schus avos. But which shevet wasn't part of the cheda egel? Levi. So that's what we're saying over here now. Elokecha, meaning in your chus we're here today, not my chus. What an unbelievable vidui. What an unbelievable statement that the moment of success, the moment of success in Eretz Yisrael, our dreams come true, coming from Mitzrayim in a land that now, Eretz Zavas Cholav Udvash, at that moment you turn to the Kadosh Baruch Hu, your Hakaras Atov, and you turn to the Kohen, thank you. It's because of your fathers, your mothers, your Shevet, we are succeeding today here, not because of me. Another form of great batala. To be mevatel yourself. The kayim is hashvua. Umach mazet tzrichem luchama av hashevet levi. Shelo also egev luchato heim hoyu kadayim. Les atzman lechnosa eretz Yisrael obor beskos atzman. And that's what it means. What a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful ksav sofer. What a beautiful. And it's so important, this idea. Rabbi Eliezer Desla says in Michtav Eliyahu, this idea from right here, the fact that you're molded to the Kohen, is more so when you're molded to a chavero, when you're molded to a friend. If you can't be molded to a friend of the greatness that he has done for you, the Hakaras HaTov, I efshut to have Hakaras HaTov to Kadosh Baruch Hu. What a beautiful idea, the Ksav Sofer. The Vidu, the Maisa, we do the Vidu over and over, we're saying Vidu at this point. Along these ideas, but Lo Shachachti, the Sifri tells us Lo Shachachti, the Vidu, the Maisa. Lo Shachachti, Milavarech, Al Hafrashas Maisras. Rashi quotes this. Perish Rashi lo shachachti milavarachacha al hafrashas maizras. All of the mefarshim ask this pshat. I don't understand. Birchas hamitzvah is a derabbanim. It's not a deraisa. Many, many sugyas of the shiur that I gave last night that was dealing with the minchas osher. He goes through this in detail. The Bavli definitely holds that the birchas hamitzvahs is a derabbanim, not a deraisa. And the Sifri seems to hold it's a Daraisa, and the Rishami also. There are Pshatim that maybe the Rishami also holds it's a Daraisa. The Maral, Nigur Aryeh, says, Lo Shachachti Midashavcha Al Hafrashas Mitzvah. What does that mean? Not the Levarech. That's not the Pshat in the Sifri. To give Shevach V'Hodah to the Kadosh Baruch Hu at this moment, to realize that it's from you that the Eibusha that you gave it to me. There are many reasons of saying a Birchas HaMitzvah. Rav Soloveitchik is fond to say, from quoting the Rambam, Kishem Shemavarchim, a Birchas Anenen, Kach Mavarchim, a Mitzvahs. What is the Kishem? Just like a Birchas Anenen, we know, is a din in the matter. It's a matir. How can you take something from the Kodesh Baruch Hu? Ibid Hashemayim Shemayim L'Hashem V'Ars Nassam L'Vni Adam. How? Through a bracha. You need a matir. Otherwise, you're over the Isam Ila. Rav Yosef Engels uses this idea and he says, yes, the Me'ila, there's a Me'ila in the physical world of Hektish, of Beis HaMikdash, of taking something that belongs to Kadosh Baruch Hu, and is also in the spiritual world. And that's why you need also this idea of a Birchas HaMitzvah. There's a spiritual bracha. The nefesh, it is also a bracha of nenen, but it's a nenen of the nefesh. And the Ritva says that the Birchas HaMitzvah is something unique. The Birchas HaMitzvah is that there's a bracha, there's a Maisa HaMitzvah. There's a Maisa HaMitzvah of the guf. And then there is the Maisa of the nefesh. And that is the bracha. That is the bracha itself. It's part and parcel of the mitzvah itself, the guf and the nefesh. And using the lashon of the Nesiva Shalom, because every single mitzvah, as we're performing it, there has to be a mevatel of the Anochi. I'm doing this only for the De'ebishta. I'm doing this only for Kadosh Baruch Hu. Reminded of the pshat of Rabbi Yaakov Emden. Rav Chanina ben Tradin, when he turns to his Rebbe accuses him of learning Torah in public. He says, what are you doing? You're going to die from a Misa Mishuna. And he turns to him and he says, Mali Olam Haba. It's Rabbi Yonas and Eibshitz. It's Rabbi Yaakov Emden who asks, Mali Olam Haba, am I worthy of Olam Haba? Do I have the schus, notwithstanding my actions? And Rabbi Yonas and Eibshitz says, Mali Olam Haba, what do I care? What do I care about Olam Haba? You think I'm doing this in order to receive any kind of a schar? If I lose Olam Haba in my Avas Hashem, so be it. That's mamish mevatel yourself to the Avodas Hashem. Nothing, there is no anochius left whatsoever. What a beautiful, beautiful understanding. It's hard for us to relate to it. But I'll finish off with an idea from the Eish Kodesh. It's a much longer piece. But just using this idea, I think you can understand, you know, again, the Eish Kodesh. The Eish Kodesh who died during the Holocaust writes as follows in this parsha. He gam ha-yecholosh isa Yisrael l'chazek atzma b'tzoros yumas geilu. How is it possible? How can a Jew survive sometimes with unbelievable hatred against him? It's nonsensical. It's part of a beautiful piece of the Nachash. What is the idea of the Nachash? The Nachash, the serpent, who bites a man for no reason whatsoever. He's not getting any hana from it. He just does it. It's nonsensical. Hatzonus hein shalok is blashes hateva. This is just not natural. Din shalok kederach hateva. The gam is chazkus he shalok kederach hateva. It's not natural for the Jew to continue being v'yishachavit al Hashem. It's unnatural to live a lifetime the way he's speaking about it in order to continue to do this. In the ghetto, lochein his chazkus gamu elis lahafokas adin l'rachamim. Zeremes apsukim lo chalti banim emenu lo biatim yemenu betame lo nasatim yemenu lemeisi. He says, such a beautiful idea. Afa pisha chas v'chaliva hoyili sibos halo. Even though we have good reason. We have good reason not to do all these mitzvahs. Onan, lemeis rachman al islan. Miko mako mosisi kechol achesavisani. Wow. I'm an onan. Only means that a mesa is mutter lefanav always. Some of the individuals living in the Holocaust, the onen, always a mesa is mutter lefanav. I'm potter from doing mitzvahs. So machti b'simachti bo. Nevertheless, I was happy. And I continue to doing the mitzvahs. Af shebederech hateva I efshe lohavin. Ech yicholti l'hizchazek v'od l'smoach. I cannot fathom. I cannot understand. And I have to be moda. I probably, you never can say for sure, I probably would not have the courage or the schus, the ability to be able to withstand the world that they lived in. The world was so much anti-Semitism and death and terror, and to be able to simply say, yes, I am still doing mitzvahs. It is only because the Yesh Kodesh and so many people during that time who were able to be v'shtachav al Hashem, to be mevatel the yonochius. They could not understand, but they knew this was from Hashem. They could not understand how is this possible. To be mevatel ourselves into the hands of the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Mali Olam Haba. What is Olam Haba to me but to be an Oved Hashem? And if that requires me to lose Olam Haba, so be it. Who can understand, who could readily understand the words of Rabbi Yonis and Eibshitz, let alone live that type of a life? Sometimes, for our purposes, maybe I cannot succeed to live that type of life, but I have to have a vision. I have to see that type of life. I have to see it in front of me. That's what Elul is. That's what the beginning of this month is, to create an environment and to create a vision of where I should be. I may not succeed to get there, but if I have that vision in front of me, then I will do something today that will take a step, one step, step by step, to realize greatness within myself and to perhaps one day obtain, if not the entire picture, some of the picture. And it's in that zechus, the striving, the desire to come closer to Kadosh Baruch Hu, in that zechus, hashkifa, that's what we're saying, hashkifa mema'on kotshecho min ha-shamayim. Look from above. Hashkifa usually is a lashon ra, but hashkifa here we're using in a lashon tov. Hashkifa, look inside of me. Look at my potential. Look at my desire. And I may not succeed, but you know, De'evishta, I want to succeed. I want to come close to you. I have the anochius within me. I'm working to mimavatel it. I may not even succeed this year. Maybe not succeed next year. But Mirza Hashem, I'm going to work that one day maybe I can succeed. Uvarech as Amcha, as Yisrael, to bless your nation, Klal Yisrael, of which I am a member of, the Eso Hadama, and Eretz Yisrael, Medinat Yisrael. Hashem nosato lanu, you gave it to us. You gave us the Eibishter, you gave us Medinat Yisrael. Kashen nishbata lavasenu, Eretz Zavas Cholov Hudavash. Good Shabbos.